Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. Several leaders from the Quad Cities joined Governor J.B. Pritzker at Chicago's Union Station for the signing of a transit bill that includes $475 million for a Chicago to Quad Cities passenger rail line. The Rock Island County Passenger Rail Committee says the bill brings the Quad Cities closer than ever to service that will strengthen regional connectivity, drive economic growth, and expand transportation options across Illinois. Female high school students in Illinois are more likely to acknowledge drinking alcohol than their male counterparts. That's according to a new report from the State Department of Public Health. WBEZ's Michael Puente has more.
This is the first time the State Health Department has issued a report on alcohol use by teens and adults statewide. It shows areas of concern. For example, nearly 30% of female high schoolers reported consuming alcohol over the last 30 days, compared to 17% of boys. Leslie Weiss contributed to the study.
Let's have that conversation about alcohol use, the risk factors. Hopefully, this can bring about awareness is essentially what we're looking for.
The report shows the reverse is true for adults. More than 60% of males reported drinking in the past 30 days, while that number was 50% for females. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
Get Covered Illinois says residents now have until December 31st to enroll in health insurance coverage that begins the next day on January 1st. This year marks the first open enrollment period for Get Covered Illinois as a fully state-run marketplace operating independently from healthcare.gov. The extended deadline comes as states navigate uncertainty in federal healthcare programs and rising costs across the insurance market. Free assistance is available online at getcoveredillinois.gov. The remains of two Iowa National Guardsmen killed in Syria arrive in the U.S. today. President Trump and Iowa's congressional delegation are expected to attend a dignified transfer ceremony for the soldiers at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Military officials say 25-year-old Edgar Torres Tovar of Des Moines and 29-year-old Nate Howard of Marshalltown were killed on Saturday in an ISIS attack. A U.S. civilian interpreter also died. Top Republicans in the State House and Senate say they'll work to address concerns about the potential use of eminent domain for a carbon capture pipeline. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
Last session, 12 Senate Republicans refused to vote on the state budget until they got to vote on a House bill limiting the use of eminent domain for carbon pipelines. Governor Kim Reynolds vetoed that bill. New Senate Majority Leader Mike Klimisch also opposed that bill. For the upcoming session, he says he's working on a bill that wouldn't limit eminent domain but could remove the need for it. Klimisch says he wants to give pipeline companies more flexibility to go around landowners who don't want a pipeline on their land.
And I think that's how we find a place in Iowa where we all but eliminate the need to use eminent domain ever again.
House Speaker Pat Grassley says House Republicans will keep working on the issue as they have for years, and he wants to see bills that are narrowly focused on eminent domain. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
The Quad Cities Community Foundation announced Tuesday that the Quad Cities Housing Council will receive a $900,000 transformation grant. WVIK freelance reporter Jonathan Turner has more.
The council will coordinate development of 25 new units for rent and sale, partnering with five local nonprofit groups. Council Director Leslie Kilgannon was humbled to receive her nonprofit's second similar grant since 2021, when it got a foundation $350,000 award over 3 years, adding to another $600,000 three-year grant the council was also awarded last month by Regional Development Authority.
I think it speaks to the need for this project and also the uniqueness of it, that we are, the council is spearheading this as the one that's kind of in charge and going to raise most of the money and take the lead, but you have five other agencies that have come together to work together.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
This is WVIK News.